Thank you for downloading the Preventative HR podcast from GAP HR Services. To find out more, visit our resources section at gaphr.co.uk. But first, sit back and enjoy this week's Preventative HR podcast. The question this week is, can I stop an employee working for a competitor for 12 months? Unfortunately, the short answer is no. The usual way of trying to do this is by putting a restrictive covenant, otherwise known as a non-competition clause, into the contract. However, you need to be careful about the length of time you try to do this for. The courts are not happy at any attempt to prevent someone from earning an honest wage. You need to work out whether there really would be a detriment to your business if someone set up in competition or went to a competitor. Your customers are loyal, aren't they? They wouldn't leave, would they? It's not so good when the ex-employee steals your staff, but again, ask yourself, why would the staff interested in leaving? A realistic time period for restricting activities of ex-employees is generally 6 months. Any longer, and you take the risk of the court throwing the whole clause out and there being no restriction at all. As we live in a free market economy, it is increasingly unlikely that the courts will continue to enforce non-competition clauses, and this will be restricted to highly specialised or niche professions. Although, that said, I can't think what would be so specialised that it would warrant, outside of the Official Secrets Act and the professions covered by that, any ex-employee being prevented from exercising their right to earn a living. The courts also tend to take the view that very senior management and specialists, maybe in the pharmaceutical industry, are the only ones who could possibly damage your business, and they don't look kindly on you trying to restrict your marketing assistant from working for a competitor. As with anything in employment contracts, think about whether you would enforce it. If you are not willing to enforce the non-competition clause, then you might as well leave it out of the contract. For daily human resources hints and tips, follow me on Twitter under @PreventativeHR. If you have a question that you would like me to answer in a future podcast, then please email it to me at avoidthehassles@gaphr.co.uk or give me a call on 0845 459 6319. To listen again to any of our free podcasts, please go to our resources page at gaphr.co.uk.